Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I'd invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to Luke chapter 13. And we're going to read or study this lesson about a time when Jesus healed a woman on the Sabbath day. And it was because it was on the Sabbath day that this caused problems with the ruler of the synagogue. And they didn't like Jesus doing this. And to understand the problem that this ruler would have, we need to understand what the Bible teaches about the Sabbath day. And it's going to show that Jesus is superior even to the Sabbath. And for the Jews, that was really to say a lot about Jesus, to say he's superior to the Sabbath. Now, in the chronological order of this lesson, well, wait, before I get to that chronological order, I need to remind you this. This Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And you are welcome to come to any of our services. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. Now, when did this take place? In the life of Jesus. And so we try to put all the things together and say, well, there are all these events recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Can we put them in chronological order? And that introduces a lot of difficulty. Not that there's any contradictions anywhere that were or anything impossible to put these in order, but there are several orders that seem to fit. And it's not always easy to tell exactly what the chronological order of these events are. But we do know, in this regard, that Jesus had been to the Feast of Dedication. And we read about that in John chapter 10, verses 22 through 39. And after this, it is supposed that he went to Perea, near where John at first baptized. In fact, we read here that it was after this, in John chapter 10, verses 40 through 42, and he went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John was at the first baptizing, and there he abode. And many came unto him, and they said, John indeed did no sign, but all things whatsoever John spake of this man were true, and many believed on him there. So there Jesus is in Perea, that region beyond Jordan. And it is during his stay here that some think that he taught this lesson on the Sabbath day and some of the other lessons that we'll be studying this quarter. Others think that these things occurred before the Feast of the Dedication and on his journey to it. This is based on the supposition that he made a final visit to Galilee and departed there from between the Feast of the Tabernacles and the Feast of Dedication. And it's going to be hard to fit all that chronologically together to know exactly when this took place. But that we do know it did take place. And if it was more important for us to know precisely when it took place, we would have been given more information concerning that. Now, this lesson subject. While the subject of this lesson is Jesus heals on the Sabbath, the lesson embraces his conduct in general on the Sabbath, his use of it, and his disposition of it. Let us study with care all that is said on the subject. In studying this question of the Sabbath, we shall not confine ourselves to the lesson text, but shall consider the use and disposition which Jesus made of the Sabbath throughout his teachings. And so now we come in this Sunday school lesson to the explanatory notes. And number one, Jesus taught and healed on the Sabbath. We read in Luke chapter 13 and verse 10 that he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. Now, that is something that Jesus frequently did. We read in Matthew 4 and verse 23 that Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of diseases and all manner of sickness among the people. In Matthew chapter 9, in verse 35, we read, Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of diseases and all manner of sickness. In Matthew chapter 13, in verse 54, we read that him coming into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, inasmuch as they were astonished and said, Which hath this man this wisdom in his mighty works? When we come to the book of Mark, we read in Mark 1 in verse 21, They go into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught. And then in Mark chapter 6 in verse 2, When the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, Which hath this man these things? And what is the wisdom that is given unto this man? And what mean such mighty works wrought by his hands? We read in Luke chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and a fame went out concerning him throughout the region all around, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Again, in Luke chapter 6, in verse 6, it came to pass on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And we come to the book of John, in John chapter 6, in verse 59, Jesus says, This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died, but he that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things, said he, in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. And then finally in John chapter 18, in verse 20, Jesus answered them, I have spoken openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogues and in the temple where all the Jews come together, and in secret I spake nothing. So it was not surprising that Jesus would again come into the synagogue, and there he would be looked upon as a teacher. You know, Jesus teaching and preaching in those synagogues every Sabbath day, or many of those Sabbath days, his preaching and teaching in the synagogues reminds me of us who now teach and preach on the first day of the week. Well, in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 through 13, we read that, Behold, a woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years was bowed together, and could in no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hand upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. On this Sabbath, in the synagogue, Jesus healed a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and she was bowed together and could nowise lift herself up. This may have been an evil spirit or demon, because Jesus is going to later tell her Satan had bound her. Jesus healed her immediately by laying his hands upon her, and she glorified God. Jesus healed others by the imposition of his hands. At times, the multitude glorified God for the things that Jesus did. We read in Matthew chapter 9 in verse 8 that about Jesus' miracles, that when the multitude saw it, they were afraid and glorified God who had given such authority unto men. On another Sabbath, Jesus went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat and to heal the man of the dropsy, and they were watching him. We read in Luke chapter 14, beginning in verse 1, And it came to pass, when he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees on a Sabbath to eat bread, that they were watching him, and behold, there was before him a certain man that had the dropsy. And Jesus answering spake unto the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not? But they held their peace. And he took him and healed him and let him go. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have an ass or an ox fallen into a well, and will not straightway draw him up on a Sabbath day? And they could not answer again to these things. Luke, in Luke chapter 6, verses 6 and 7, says that on still another Sabbath prior to this, the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath, and they might find how to accuse him. In Matthew chapter 12, in verse 10, it says they ask him, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day? On another occasion, he was asked this same question in Luke chapter 14 and verse 3. Now, in Luke 13 and verse 14, we read that the ruler of the synagogue, being moved with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, answered and said to the multitude, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the day of the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, when Jesus healed the woman referred to in the above, the ruler of the synagogue became indignant and growled to the multitude that there were 6 days in which men ought to work, and that in them men ought to come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. At Jerusalem, at one time, on the Sabbath, Jesus healed a man who had been afflicted 38 years, and the Jews persecuted Jesus because he did this. Let me read that story to you. It is found in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. And after these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in the Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a multitude of them that were sick and blind and halt and withered. And a certain man was there who had been 38 years in his infirmity. When Jesus saw him lying, he knew that he had now been a long time in that case. And he said unto him, Wouldest thou be made whole? The sick man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Arise, take up thy bed, and walk. And straightway the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. Now it was the Sabbath on that day. So the Jews said to him that was cured, It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for thee to take up thy bed. But he answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. They asked him, Who is the man that said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? But he that was healed knew not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in the place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing befall thee. The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him whole. And for this cause the Jews persecuted Jesus, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, My Father worketh even until now, and I work. For this cause, therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only brake the Sabbath, but also called God his own Father, making himself equal with God. And so, they did not like Jesus' healing on the Sabbath, but Jesus answered all the complaints by showing the inconsistency of the Jews in pulling a sheep out of a pit on the Sabbath, lest they should suffer the loss of a little property, while they objected to his saving a human life on that day. Their hypocrisy was glaring and fearful. We're going to have to conclude this now because we're running out of time, but you be ready next week to turn your Bibles and bring them to the Warren County Radio Bible School.